Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. This was a Twitter space hosted by the Hero NFT team. Let's take a listen.
Well, and we have a theater, a play, and I audition. And they're like, hey, so what song are you going to sing? And my choice was Uncle Cracker, Follow Me. You know, the follow me and everything is all right. So I do that, a cappella. No music playing, and she's like, "Ah, Trung, do you have like another song that you could do?" And at the time, it was by Sum 41, the Hell song, "Part of Me Won't Agree." And I did this so confidently, and I didn't get the part. Needless to say, I got like a backup that didn't even get to sing. Like I got to literally stand there. And one day, I get the chocolate, the LG chocolate at the time, which is a phone that then could record. So I record this thing and I literally had a panic attack. I'm like, there's no way that I sound like this, because in my mind, I'm hitting every tune, every single beat, you know? And I was appalled and I'm like, this is crazy. And then I'm working one day and my crush, she is the server in front of the restaurant. This is fast forward a couple of years. And I'm in there cooking, and I'm cooking in the back because that was my job, was the assistant chef. And I'm cooking. And all of a sudden I hear my voice. I'm like, what's going on? Where is this coming from? And I run out there. And this is, mind you guys, this is like literally like my biggest crush. She's literally on the floor of the restaurant, like rolling and laughing. And at that point, I didn't know what to do. I was so embarrassed. I fell on the ground and I started laughing too. Cause like, what can you do? Like, that's how bad my singing was. So that's my story of singing. Never was a great singer, but I love doing it. So this morning, just to kick it off, I need like 1 minute to drink my coffee. But if we have like a volunteer that wants to step up here and serenade us, all of us, regardless of good or not, we can feel it energetically. If you sing a song, I'm rewarding, 100 UST to the first person that sings for a whole minute. So please don't be shy. This is your opportunity. If you're an amazing singer, awesome. If you're not, be bold. This is an awesome opportunity for you to sing. Ooh, I see a request. All right, I see it. All right, good morning. How are you? It's connecting. In inner terrain. All right, sir. You look like an artist. You look like a singer. Please. Lay it on us. Rebel Music, Metalheads, Trust Audio. We trust you. We spoke about Trust Trustpad this morning. Awesome launch pad. Check them out. But sir, if you would like to bless us.
A rip deep ship dum da dum dum. A rip deep ship dum da dum dum. A Western boy in denim wear.
All right. Hey, we're getting there. We're at 10 seconds, my man. Keep laying it on us, bro. This is making me smile. And I mean, that's what singing is supposed to do. Keep
that's
rolling.
That's all I want to do, man.
I appreciate that. But I haven't had one sip of coffee. I need a little bit more than that, G.
I produce music. I don't sing. But big ups, man. Let someone else in.
All right, let's see if we got anyone else that wants to sing. Ooh, Colin, let's see it. We got two people. I brought two to the stage. You guys can serenade together or one apart, however it works. We about it.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
If you had one wish, we would be best friends. Love you to the end. We would just begin. If I had one wish.
All right.
All right, that's one right there. Let's see. Wait, hold up. I'm having stage fright right now.
No, keep crushing it. All right, is baby girl like, honey, I want you to sing for me. Yeah, baby, I got you. Let's go.
Damn. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want in me.
Love and protection. Make your selection.
Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Oh. Yeah.
We're in the wrong business, baby. Let's get into the music business.
You don't believe it's a fact. It's so true that it hurts. He's a lie, plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you were. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare. But you're out of your toe. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you should.
Let's go, bro. Let's
I don't even know if that was a minute, though, but hey.
Hey, that felt like a whole concert, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead and drop your Terra address, bro, into the DMs, and I will hop on it after I take my next cup of coffee. But thank you for making my morning, bro. Smiling cheek to cheek, bringing back the old 90s. Let's go. And I don't even think that was 90s, bro. I think I'm acting like I'm old.
That's early 20s.
Early 20s. Let's go. Where are you checking in from, Jorge?
I'm here in Los Angeles.
LA, that's what's up. We got a lot of people down there. My sister and my nieces and nephew, they're actually from Long Beach. So I used to stay in Fresno, so I'd drive down there all the time. And then I moved out to Nevada, and I would still drive out there all the time. So LA is definitely the place. We had the best. I forgot the name of the place, but we went to a taco spot out there, and I think they had something called the Vampiros.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere out here, to be honest. Like, Angel's Tacos is a popular one, El Venado. The list goes on, to be honest.
Yeah, it's fire, bro. The line was, like, over 50 people there. And, you know, one section was, like, tacos. The others was churros. Like, everything was there. And, bro, I would have been happy to stand in line to go through again. But my stomach was full. We ordered, like, way too much. But it was an amazing experience. So the food down there is just phenomenal. The people are just the craftiest, most stylish people. Like, everyone just dressed to the nines and just great energy. So, cool place. Definitely love it. That's cool that you're from there.
Good luck. Thank you.
Sir.
Yes, sir. God is good, bro. So, I just told the server, in about 1 minute, you're going to pick one lucky person to get $100 UST that retweeted the space. It's up top here, pinned in the space right now. So one lucky person will get that. We're going to pick them in like 60 seconds.
I bet. Everyone getting paid today. Not everyone, but, you know, a lot of people getting paid today. We're hanging out here for a minute. I just began my coffee drinking. Next is laughter. I know a lot of people love dad jokes. Here's another opportunity for someone to shine. I would like your ammunition to consist of two dad jokes. So if you want to, it's all about presentation too, guys. So if you want to come on and you want to lay two dad jokes on us as we wait for these retweets, I'm down to hear these jokes. I would love to laugh in alongside with you guys, because when you laugh, it's really hard to not have an amazing, phenomenal day. So I'm waiting on these jokes. In the meantime, Prophets, if you got some jokes, if y'all want to lay it on me, I'm ready to smile. I'm already smiling, but I just want to kind of hackle and kind of giggle.
Let's go. Let me hear some jokes. I'm picking up my coffee, but I want to hear some jokes too.
I was asking you to provide some jokes. There was this joke, and I forgot how this person presented it to me. He made it so funny, and I've told this joke. Literally, I stopped telling this joke because no one would laugh. I've told it probably like a good like 20 times and never got the reaction. I don't even know if I remember the joke properly, but I'll say it. And if you guys think it's funny, give the laughter emoji. But if you guys didn't think it's funny, just do the, you know, the stop hand sign or whatever like that. But just be honest with me, because maybe I just had a faulty group of friends, or I have no idea. But Scott, I just let you in, but I'm gonna say the joke. There was three monkeys hanging in a tree. The first monkey falls off of the tree, and the second monkey. No, that's not how the joke goes. Okay, I forgot the joke in general. I'm sorry. I tried. Scott, you're here to save me. Thank you, sir. Come on in.
All right. Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, sir. Right. Beautiful. Perfect. Beautiful NFT, but lay it on us.
All right. So, so pandas are called lazy, but they just like to do the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
All right, and I got one more dad joke. My kids love these. All right, so never challenge big cats to a race. There's always one cheetah.
Cheetah. Cheetahs. That's a good one. That's a good one. I know I said two. I asked for two, but I'd like another one, please.
Let's see. Okay, so I got a knock knock joke. So knock knock.
Who there?
Fish.
Fish you.
Bless you.
Did you say bless you?
Yep.
Okay. Fish you. Achoo. Fish you. Okay.
All right. That's what I got.
All right. Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of the community. Thank you for stopping by and putting some smiles on people's faces. We appreciate you.
Yeah, sure thing.
All right, bet. So we've sang, we've laughed. There's no way to prove that we're dancing. I'm just going to have to trust that you guys are all like, you know, having your younger sister, brother, or, you know, your child turning your lights on and off, and you just pretending that you're at a club and you're just dancing. You guys will handle that aspect. I'm sure all of you guys' lights are going out now. We will not be able to replace the light bulbs. That is something that you guys and yourselves will have to take care of. So thank you for providing the resources for all of us to have a dance party. That was my joke, but all right. Thank you for the reactions.
Yo, I know Gene has some jokes. I don't know why he's hiding in the audience.
Gene, he has jokes, but it's more of his delivery. He's just like a funny person. I've actually never heard him actually say a joke. He just jokes about everything, which makes everything fun and him a funny person. But I don't know if that makes sense. But
I mean, all I gotta say is that I woke up and I'm like, all right, bet, let's get ready. I haven't had my coffee yet, and I get on this space. And the first thing I know is that someone's singing. And I'm like, come on, that's so freaking awesome. And bro, to be completely honest with you, that right there did my day. And then Prophets is like, yo, I'm also getting my coffee. I'm like, damn, let me go get my coffee too. But like, I don't need no coffee at this point. I'm like, truthfully, joyful, man. Joyful right now. So hell yeah. And about jokes, Give me 1 minute. Let me come back to you. I'll be right back.
I googled some. This one was the first one I saw. That was funny. Why does a baby computer call his what does a baby computer call his father? Data. I'll address what was in the general. I know someone had mentioned something about baby, because not everyone needs to turn to a villain. And I never thought about that. I mean, all of these suggestions are literally community suggestions. And I mean, we are like an unofficial DAO where like we love to hear what you guys you know, the direction you guys wanted us to go in. And one of the directions that I just spoke to our comic, Ramud, who's writing out the comics. He was a part of the community and everything like that too. But the story, guys, is so good. The comic is so good. But after the first comic comes out, I do want to like give this directional path where people can pick like which way the story goes. We will give out two opportunities and you guys can be able to read the script with us. The man is an absolute legend. He goes so far into storytelling. There's so many layers. You know, I gave him the base story and we brainstormed a bit. And what he came back with was just like, yo, like, craziness. And I think I had posted it in the group, the artist Inky, she just came on to help us with these comics, and she made like a two-page comic about a chicken in a post-apocalyptic world. A two-page chicken, and there is literally like no, you can't even read anything. It's literally just pictures until like the last frame, then there's like, you know, wailing. But like, it's crazy that like they can invoke such emotion in such a short period of time. So if you guys are in our Discord, I'm going to post that there, and it's something that you guys can take a look at later. As far as baby robots go, I think that was the topic of discussion. We totally can. It will be a different base, though. So with the villains, it wasn't too difficult to create on top of it, but the villain would be an entire different body in and of itself. And I don't know if you guys know this, but as you guys have seen the variations of what heroes come out, the amount of variations I think it could have been was somewhere around like 90 billion different variations. So we had to like limit it down. Whereas our buddy who had just finished a project a couple months ago, I was asking about his project and I'm like, how many variations, you know, how many set items did you have? He's like, we had 50 variations and that was able to create, you know, hundreds of thousands. But you guys over here, you guys have over 1,200 things. And I'm like, oh, is that good? He's like, no, that's very good. So now we have to sit down and create a formula of how to direct all of that influx and allow everything to be at least hit a couple times and everything like that. So that was really fun and cool to know. But with the baby, it would be like a total another thing. We would have to create a bunch of new fun outfits and everything like that. And that would take a little bit of a while. I'm not saying that we can't do it with the grown-ups, the normal robots, that took about, I want to say 6 months of like actual work. And, you know, the inception of the idea was 8 months ago. So I hope I address that. I'm going to continue to read in alongside everything that's happening in general. Usagi is going to bed for show. Thank you for always being there. Every single time I pop in, I always see Usagi. Super about that life. American Idol.
And yeah, shout out to you, Usagi. Thank you, brother.
All right, do we have to pick a winner now, huh? Go ahead, pick a name that you guys see often supporting, often doing that, and I'm gonna pay out our boy Jorge. Is it George or is it Jorge? I could, yeah. Hopefully, I'm saying one or the other right. Bet.
Well, are we supposed to pick someone besides that right now, or you got it?
Yeah, I'm about to pick right now. Give me 30 seconds.
Cool. Okay, with all right, guys. So let's one sec, Prophets. Let's make sure everybody's here, guys. If everybody's here, go ahead and go to the emojis. Press the 100. We just want to make sure you're here. 100 if you're here. 100. It's at the very bottom on the little, yep, there you go, 100, yes, to know that you're here. Spam that thing, spam it like it's food and money. Let's go, there you go, woo, lots of 100s.
All right, I got a winner. You guys ready?
Hey.
Yep.
Winner is Abdel Caduce. Congrats, brother. Please DM us on Twitter right now, your Terra address. Thank you.
I've heard that name, dude. I've heard that name before.
And his name is John Cena! Who did that? You know how you were just calling attendance? Have you guys seen that?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry. Prophets, I was literally about to pick Abdel. I know him as Charnane.
Wow, it's crazy.
Hey, man, brother, and you know why?
It's meant to
you
know be. Why?
Yeah, and he's been on the spaces. And yesterday it was so funny. He oh my gosh, it's when you know, everything happens for a reason. God is real. So he's like, yeah, he's like, honestly, man, he's like, I just minted another one. he's like, I'm out of cash. He's like, but I just want to support you guys because you guys are so awesome. And I hadn't shared this with you guys, but yeah. And then he's like, I'm like, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate it. He's like, yeah. He's like, I moved to France. I'm from Morocco. And I'm like, okay, my man, are we speaking? So yeah, but he literally was like, yeah, I just minted another one and I don't even have cash anymore. But like, he's like, I just wanted to support you guys, and let you guys know that what you guys do is really cool. So, and now we're selecting him. Well, you selected him as a winner. So that's amazing. Let's go.
Beautiful. I love it. Wow. Can we get back to the singing though, Loki?
I dropped a link, guys, in Discord, because as Motivating Gene was calling attendance, it reminded me of Key and Peele. I don't know if you guys, I don't watch them as much these days. I just, my two favorite ones of them were the noise, where they would see each other and be like, noise, and like, noise. And then the attendance one is just like, hey, Ron. And it's just like, sir, you mean Aaron? And yeah, so if you guys need a good laugh, that's another laugh. When we're not around, because we know that we are the source of your laughter. I'm just kidding. But yeah, definitely watch it. It's great. It's funny.
Oh, so quick question about the remaining mint. What were the details there? Is that something we can talk about right now? Or
yeah, go right ahead.
After 11?
Well, yeah, it's... What are we at? I haven't even looked. Click the mint page. We got 1,120 heroes left. And of those 1,120, I have no idea how many of them will be commons, how many of them will be lit. You know, we'll make some sick combinations out of it, spend a little bit of time doing that. And then we'll get it out to our people at the end of the day. I think that's the coolest part, is being able to reward the people that have been here since day one. So we'll do some fun giveaways, just like it's going to be American Idol. It's going to be called the Hero Idol. And we're going to take the world by storm. They're like, how did this group start out? Just, you know, like creation, art, and everything like that. Storm the world and become the best singing crew ever. And I'll say, I don't know. And then we can move off into like a dance crew, dance battle type thing. We are not good dancers, guys. Here, this is actually great. Singing and dancing, two things. So Motivating Gene, I, and Prophets, we got to connect in LA at this program called LIT, Leaders in Transformation. And one of the tasks that we had was we had to get every single person in our group to be able to go ziplining. For majority of them, it was their first time. I'd never gone ziplining, and we could only go if we got funded by people we didn't know. We weren't allowed to receive money from family members. We could only get money from people that we did not know on the streets. So here we are. Prophets, amazing dancer. If you guys see her dance, phenomenal. She can break dance, she can pop, she can do anything. Me and Gene, however, we have good energy. Best dancers? No, we have absolutely no rhythm. Just like I can't sing, I can't dance, but do I dance? Absolutely. And now I've actually learned how to dance. I took a couple lessons, but here we are in Nevada. They drive us to the strip, and they literally drop us off, and we have to now acquire a couple $100. We start dancing. We turn on some music. We had a little boombox, and we start dancing on the strip. And as you guys know, in America, there are real performers on every single corner. And here there are a group of uncoordinated kids. I can do handstands, you know, Motivating Gene can do handstands. So here we are doing handstands, jumping through each other's legs, Prophets, everyone is just dancing. We get a couple bucks, not bad. And then we realized, like, hey, if we actually want to go zipline, we need to do something a little bit better. So we start serenading people. And guys, this, like, you should let me love you. Like, I mean, you can hear it. It's there, but it's not, you know? So here we are running up to couples. And they're like, why is this group of people running? I was like, hey, we want to sing for you. Donate whatever you feel like donating. And actually, it was like maybe like 10 people. And we got enough money to go ahead and actually go ziplining and do that for the first time ever, which was really cool. So it's crazy that like those people, the smiles on their faces and the smiles in our hearts afterwards, it's something that they didn't know that they needed. And it was something that we never knew we wanted either. So it's just like both parties got something that they didn't expect. And it was just out of a place of complete awesomeness and love. And like, we can facilitate things like that every single day. And then after that, these people like, you guys did great. So good. Like, we want to treat you out. And we're like, finally, like, these people want to treat us. They're like, here's a whiteboard. What do you guys want to eat today? And we're like, tacos. We want pho. We want ramen. We want all of these things. And they're like, awesome, 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 guys. You guys absolutely deserve all of these things. And we're like, yes, we do. Dude, that was kind of crazy. And they're like, well, we're not buying any of these things. You guys have to then now go out there. You guys have exactly 1 hour, 30 minutes, or your group goes hungry. We're like, what is this, man? Like, why are we paying to be a part of this program where we have to do everything? And then again, we go out there. And one of the best moments I remember from this was Danusha. She's one of our best friends. Lovely, awesome, amazing mom. And she goes to Costco. She literally stands, you know, as though like the concessions at Costco where you can get the pizza and everything like that. She stands there and, you know, she's like mid-30s. And she's just like, everybody, please listen. I need to feed my family and I can't do it without you guys. So please, if anyone could help us. You know, some people opened their Costco packs and they gave us like a bunch of almonds in like a Ziploc bag. So like they went through their groceries and they gave us some stuff. And some people like got us some like a pizza and everything like that. So it's just crazy that there are people that do want to say yes. But, you know, they can't say yes to a question that they were never asked. So don't be afraid to ask questions, because there is definitely 100% someone out there that wants to provide, that wants to hear your story, that wants to just, you know, be in communication with you. So whatever that looks like, whether it is giving someone something or receiving something, there's always someone that is open to doing so. So don't be afraid. Be bold. That is my message with that. And we got to experience food that day. We got to experience like joyful bonding moments. So it's crazy that I would have never done that on my own, 100% not. But in a group of people, the vision is so much, you know, you can see so much further with a bunch of people. And if you're ever feeling down, the other people can pick you up. So find a crew, guys, find a team, find a community, plug in. And if you guys just stick with each other, there's going to be more opportunities that come your way that allow for you to shift yourself. So that's enough of the sentimentalness there. I'm going to toss it back. I think I need to pay some people out here, but your boy gets carried away. But yeah.
No, that's good, bro. Yeah, guys, that was definitely something that brought, you know, profits. God is good. And, you know, Jordan and myself together, there's a lot more people, you know, but it was, you know, such a powerful action, powerful. It was actually like he didn't tell you guys this, but this was like a 3-day training, and on steroids, but it happened every other like month, so it went on for I think it was like, I don't know, almost 6 months. It was so insane. It felt like six months.
It was 3 months.
Oh, it was 3 months. It was like the military. And then it cost us money, too. It cost us money. This was now, what, 5 years ago. And we were all so broke. Like, we were like, yo, we got to, like, work our jobs over here. You know, like, we can't even afford this. But the whole intention was to pull through. And a lot of people fell, you know, like, within the middle. But it is what it is. We stuck together and we pulled through and we made it to the end. And once, you know, once you're done with something and you complete it, you're like, wow, you know, you're feeling like almost like a Power Ranger, like invincible. But those are like, you know, like he's saying that stick, like God is good at saying, stick with people that you love. I remember at that point being so broke, there were so many business opportunities that were just about money. And there were people that were about money. And so we were definitely in a position of need, and it would have been easy to join, you know, those teams that, you know, they're about money. And there's the saying that you become like the five people you hang out with. And it's true. And I look at my friends and I'm like, dang, well, no wonder why I'm broke, you know, because like we ain't making no money here. But I was genuinely happy. I was genuinely like, you know, I knew that these were my friends. I knew that like if something happened, like they would be there. And that's like, you know, the people who you want to be with. And I knew that if I was out there somewhere else making money with someone else, that it wasn't my friend, they would not be there for me. So yeah, stick around with, you know, with those cats that love you, and then look at us now, you know, now we're making paper. now we're still, you know, like working together, but guess what, we can have a track history and say that, hey, we started from nothing, but we were, you know, we established a friendship and we grew together, you know, with that friendship. Yes, with my broke friends, that's right. Well, guess what, now we're making moves. And so anyway, long story short, guys, I see John DeFeo. Oh, John just left. He is a singer, guys. I was gonna pass the mic to him. He was a singer. But yeah, shout out to Crypto PB. He was out there in Miami with us. Shout out to Maji. Shout out to the Astro Heroes. I see you guys. To the Terra Spaces. I had a lot of fun with Terra Spaces yesterday. JUSD, you're here. Hell yeah, let's go.
Hi. Good morning.
Good GM. Morning.
Yeah, I think I think Finn from Terra Spaces you know, can rap, can sing.
Oh, no. Ooh. Way.
Yeah. If you make him a speaker, I think he can sing for us.
Oh, let's get it. Let me find him.
Finn,
I hope you're there.
Apparently, this guy's from Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And his friends are up in Vancouver.
I can't find them. Request, Finn. Can you request?
Yeah, the Terra Spaces account. I'm not sure if... I know he's recording right now for Intern Cup and Terra Spaces.
Hey, Jay, rap for us though, Jay. You give us some rap. Let's get it.
I'm not the rapper. It's Finn. It might rain if I sing.
Nah. It's so fun to have you guys around.
Yeah, I can, you know, I sing it daily. I can sing Baby Shark.
Let's go, Baby Shark. Let's go. Send it.
No, I'm not gonna do that at 1 a.m. No, hey, my kid is sleeping, so yeah, it might wake him up.
He wakes up like that.
Yeah, with the baby shark. Yeah, I think he will wake up. wait, where's Finn? Let me just check.
Well, while he checks, guys, I just want everyone to know that this is a common and this is community. This is like a church, right? The community is people. It's a group of people that come together. And I just want to invite you guys to what Hero is, you know, to what Hero does. You know, you get some of the vibes. You get some of the intention. You get some of the passion. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here. So if you are new, you know, welcome in. If you're not new, thanks for, you know, for being here. And yeah, stick around, guys. We got more than just, you know, NFTs and tech. It's about this too, you know. It's about having a good time.
Yeah, it's about the people. All right, so I'm just making sure, Profits, and you can yell at me if you want. But I've done Charnane, and I have done ESC. So whoever else you have for me, just shoot it over, and then I can do it in intervals every single opportunity that I get.
I'm sending you Georges right now.
Okay, cool. And next to it, just tell me the amount, and then we'll get it out to our people.
Wait, George sent us an Ethereum address. I got to get him to send us a Terra address.
No. The gas fees alone would take me out. It's so funny how, like, anything and everything I look at now is in gas fees. Because before this, guys, we were all native users to Ethereum. I think many of us were. But back in the days, it was only, like, you know, the fees were so minuscule, you couldn't notice it. But now it's just like, oh, this shoe looks nice. It's 200. Yeah, that's a whole gas fee. Like, that's a transaction I need to do later. And it's just funny that we view it in that way.
There's a cat here from, oh, I lost him. I like to crypto. D God 8646. Seems like he has his own project. The God's NFT on Solana. That's awesome, brother. Give us a shout out there. So we're the first dual mint on Solana and Terra. If we could get a little shout out there, we'd definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Yay. Shout out time. So speaking of Solana and shout outs, I do want to give a huge, huge round of applause to Katie and Theofana over at Magic Eden. Guys, they started this project, I believe it was 3 months ago, but they're a group of friends just like us. They're a group of friends out in the Silicon Valley, and they were not enjoying what they were doing, and they had this dream of, you know, creating a safe space for NFTs to thrive, and that's all it was. They were all collecting NFTs at the time, and they're like, yeah, why not create like a system of our own? We see the interfaces out there. We have this corporate background. Why not put something together that the people can, you know, actually use, because we are users? So from the inception of this idea, guys, this is how crazy an idea can grow and how fast an idea can grow. So Magic Eden, within the 2 weeks, it was a little less than 2 weeks, she said. It was about 10 to 12 days from inception of the idea that they had the developers work on it and then create like a working concept. From that, within 2 months of that coming to market, it became the largest on Solana. And now I think it's number 6 or 7 in the entire world. So 2 months, 2.5 months from the moment that they thought of the idea that this was something that they did, and they walked away from their jobs and they created this. So whatever thing that you think is in your head, like, just throw it into reality. And if you miss, oh, well, cool. Not so shabby, you know, not so bad. I learned from it. I met a couple people through it. We went through the first hackathon that we went through, guys, was Terra hackathon. And at that moment, didn't even know left from right. Just full sent it. And through that full sending, didn't even place whatsoever. But what we did place was a connection with Angel Protocol. Chauncey reached out. And he's just like, hey, I see that you guys have an idea. Let me try to help you guys cultivate that idea. Let me plug you in with a community of people. And he added us to like 5 different chats. And I'm like, who are all these people? And it's all these familiar names that we see today. And I'm like, that's crazy that we were nothing, but he still put us into a place where people could help, you know, encourage us, give us resources that they had, and allowed us to continue to grow. Then we went into the Solana hackathon. And we got to meet a bunch of people as well. And this idea continued to grow from what initially it was just an art project to help with suicide prevention. Just with like the whole COVID thing going on, I thought that if we had created art, and this was never meant to be like an NFT collectibles type thing. It was literally just to create like moving art where people had like a glimpse of hope, a little bit of light that they could see a little bit forward. So I was just creating 4 columns, and it was a storyline of, you know, a little girl with her teddy bear playing doctor. And then the next image was, you know, her mom dying. The following image was her in college studying super hard to become a doctor. And the 4th image was her actually becoming a doctor. And I thought that if people saw where they were and we could draw this image of where they could be, then that would provide them with hope. The murder rates in like the area that I'm in, I'm not even talking about the suicide, but the murder rates this past year and a half have risen by 800%. I'm like, dang, if there's that many people out there doing things that might not be so beautiful, why not like counteract it with things that people can appreciate, that people can come together with and enjoy and do? So like that was like the inception of this idea. And the idea grew so much. And now we're able to touch so many hearts and different peoples, different walks of life, and we're able to bless them with something that we didn't even have a couple months ago. So now we're able to do all these fun giveaways, and we're able to bring the community together in so many cool, awesome ways. So whatever ideas you guys have, please share them with people. People want to hear it. People need to hear it. And people want to hear it. It's just, if no one's talking about it, then how can that idea come into fruition? So take it from the mind, you know, this idea, and then bring it to the heart. Attach a really, really cool story. And then after that, bring it out to the hands where you actually bring it into reality. So that's what the whole slogan, you know, a culmination of dreams migrated to the blockchain. And then the last part is to be stitched back into the fabric of reality. So think it, you know, believe it, and then do it with the community. So that is my two portions of like where we came from and my encouragement from the whole Magic Eden shout out. See how I like talk in circles, but congrats to Magic Eden showing us that dreams are 100% real. That magic is real. It's amazing. It's totally possible. And with a group of people, you guys can really like honestly do anything and everything you guys put your minds to. Hunter, I see your name here, bro. This is so cool. How do I add Hunter invite to speak? I haven't heard your voice in a minute, man. Hunter came out to where we are. I just sent you a request, brother. But he came out here and we went on a couple hikes together. He asked me who my, like what my favorite song was. And at the time, I forget the name of the artist. So Hunter, if you come on, you can totally tell me. But it was this lady, this woman who sings, and she's a beautiful singer. And I found her on SoundCloud somehow. And I'm like, this is my favorite singer. He's like, bro, you're lying. And I'm like, what? And he's from, not to dox him, but he's from Tennessee, you know, and I'm on the clear other side of the continent. And he's just like, bro, she sings at my church. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This girl that you're talking about actually sings at my church. And I'm like, no stinking way. And he's just like, yep. She's actually like a backup singer. And I'm like, so I found a backup singer on SoundCloud that happens to be like the singer there. So small world. Hunter's not trying to hop in here and talk to us, but it's all good. I invited you to speak again. Oh, he's here.
Let's
Hunter.
Go.
Hey,
Hunter.
And hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. How are
good.
You?
Good. Hey, what did not to dox him, he's in Tennessee mean? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I didn't say which.
Yeah, I'm in Nashville. A lot of music talent around here, but I don't remember her name. What was her name, Trunk?
I couldn't tell you. I forgot. I just remember sharing it with you, and you're just like, no, stick yeah. away. But
I got you.
Sarah Reeves.
That's correct. Sarah Reeves music. Yep, go check her out. She's awesome. But yeah, just checking you guys out. I got my first ever NFTs last night, and following the journey. It's been impressive what you guys have accomplished in such a quick time.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So you are a full-time recruiter now, yeah? For tech?
Yeah. 80 to 90% of what I do is tech. I get some random roles every once in a while, like sales or even like admin assistants. But yeah, at the moment working on some product managers and some software developers. Yeah. So love it.
Yeah, and I forgot it might have been you or someone else, but you said this was like you were created for this role. Like this is your dream role. Like tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been a connector, even as silly as it sounds, right? Like playing flag football with my buddies and, you know, my freshman year of high school, everyone was like, hey, go reach out to Hunter. He'll get everyone together, right? So I've always just kind of been a recruiter and connector at heart and, you know, didn't know what I wanted to do post graduation, but knew I loved connecting people and didn't even know recruiting was a thing. So, you know, definitely wanted something that wasn't just salary, that I could put in work and, you know, dictate, you know, my own income, and, found tech recruiting. And now I just get to connect people to their dream jobs, and absolutely love that. So, in terms of why I was made for it, I don't know. I always thought about like real estate, right? Cause it's so relational. But something just didn't really click there. You know, not sure what that is, but with tech recruiting, I get to connect with entrepreneurs and people who are building and help them, you know, build out what they're doing. So I recruit for a third party company right now. I think eventually I'll go recruit for like a VC firm that just recruits for startups. I think that would be really fun because I'm really passionate about the startup space. So,
yeah, that's awesome. What did you go to school for, honey?
Sport administration. I wanted to be a college baseball coach back in the day. So I'm coaching high school ball now and loving that. I'll probably coach high school ball until I can't anymore. Just love investing in younger people. And it's so funny to see the different personalities between, you know, someone has a freshman in high school and a senior in high school. And there's just a lot of influence there and a lot of ability to kind of lead young men. So
that's awesome, bro. Like, yeah, the high school teachers, like, for some reason in that, like, that time for me, like, I wasn't designed for high school in the high school time. I don't know if that makes sense, but I learned very differently than a lot of people. And, like, I guess my level of interest wasn't high. But, like, my coaches and, you know, the PE teacher that I had, like, saw that and they understood that. And I felt like that was, like, one of the only teachers, that and math class were the only two teachers that really like stood out, you know, and stuck their hand out and gave me guidance and, you know, honestly helped me through school. Like, I don't think I would have graduated without like the help of like some pivotal teachers, professors, and TAs especially. But that's cool that you have the opportunity to pour into people at this age where, you know, they're really discovering who they are. And yeah, that's amazing, bro, that you love what you do and you get to do it every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. Living the dream for sure. I'm loving it. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah. How's the weather out there in Nashville?
Oh, man. Sunday it was 70 and sunny, and today it's 35. I don't know what happened.
35?
Yeah. My wife's from St. Louis, and I think I have the fear she's going to move me up there one day. And people don't think of Nashville as being cold because it's not. It's not cold at all. It snows here like once a year, but yeah, we have a cold front out here today and pretty miserable, but sunny. So we'll take that.
There you go.
What city are you currently in?
I am back in Oregon.
Okay.
It's pretty, I mean, it's cloudy. It's misty. I don't mind it. I mean, this is the weather I grew up in. I got to go out to Florida for a couple of days for the Miami event. So that was like a nice little break. Got to see a couple mosquitoes. And then I remembered that I don't like mosquitoes and I don't understand their purpose. I'm just not a mosquito person. I don't think anyone really is. But on National Geographic, I did see a man sitting there in a field, like sticking his foot out with a bunch of mosquitoes all over his leg. And he was excited about it. He's just like, yep, just feeding the mosquitoes out here. And I was confused and I didn't understand. And I unfollowed National Geographic after that moment.
That is wild. I do not understand their purpose either, but it's got to be something, right?
Yep. So they actually have three prongs. That's how much I hated mosquitoes. Two of them go in and they open the skin, and then the third one goes in to extract. And it's just like, I don't know. I've heard this thing where, like, when they're inside, like trying to suck blood, you're supposed to flex that area, I heard. And if you flex it hard enough, that amount of blood rushes through them and blows them up, apparently. Never actually, like, have been successful about it. That's kind of, yeah. But that's what I've heard. That's it. Never been done.
There's a lesson for that somewhere, so.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, dude, I'm stoked that you're here. Happy that you hopped on. And, yeah, it's just super cool that how long ago was it that we got to meet out on that hike? It's got to be like 4 years now.
It has. Yeah, I've been talking about coming back to Oregon ever since and haven't been able to make it happen. So
You're engaged now?
No, married for a year. Yeah.
Married for a year. Oh, gosh. Bro, yep. Awesome.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So I will definitely try to make it happen though. I loved my time out there and definitely have to make it back. So
that's cool, man. A year of marriage. Any advice for the people out there that are looking for love, already in love, and people that want to continue to build it out? Because like I'm right there in the middle, and you know, I love hearing feedback where I can maybe skip a speed bump or two, but what are two things that you have for the people about relationships with one another?
Man, I am no marriage expert, so I don't, it's so hard. I would say I'm not a marriage expert, so I feel weird giving this type of advice, but I think you have to analyze rationale versus emotion, right? The emotional part of love is very strong and very important. Obviously you have to have that emotion, but if it's all emotion and no rationale, you need to slow down and probably reevaluate that, of course, but make sure you love the person for what you can do for them, not for what they can do for you. And I mean, I feel like this is all pretty common, normal stuff, but if you put them first, things are absolutely going to work out. You know, all couples are going to have fights and disagreements and whatnot, but it's when emotion starts to take over and things kind of boil over that people get in trouble. So I would say, even when you're analyzing your relationship, say, where do these feelings come from? Are they good? Are they pure? And why do I feel this way? Do I feel this way because of what he or she can do for me, or what I can do for them and how they make me a better person as well? So that's it. I mean, pretty normal stuff.
He says that's it. That's pretty normal stuff. That's advanced thinking, to always put people before you, because intrinsically, like, we're always raised to, you know, like, take care of us. You know, like, if a plane goes down, you're supposed to put on your face mask first before, like, helping someone else. But in this case, in a working relationship, to always consider others before yourself, that's definitely a step above and beyond. So thank you for sharing that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. The golden rule that pays off throughout life, right? So
yes, sir. Thank you for stopping in, bro. Yeah, cheers to the love that you got out there with your wife. Cheers to, you know, working in this dream space of yours, and blessings to being able to, you know, do it for startups, maybe even start up your own thing. That would be really exciting. Keep us all up to up to date, and we'd love to support you however we can. But thank you for being a part of the community. Getting your first NFT, that's huge. That's awesome. hope you got something cool. If you want to send it over, I'd love to check it out.
I'll send it over. Thanks so much. And yeah, looking forward to continuing to follow Hero.
Yeah, thank you, man. Bless you, bro.
Yeah, guys, I was texting some of you, some of them, like, personally DM'd, and they're like, yo, this is a good space. Thanks for the space, you know, a couple other people, you know, just saying hi, saying what's up. Oh, Zane, we got Terran 008 won the giveaway yesterday. Was it the second place giveaway? No, it was a first place giveaway. Yeah. Tasmania, this kid, he won the 777 plus.
Okay.
The
NFT. I just sent that one out.
No, that was Gene. That's a different giveaway. it's all good. We're doing giveaways back to back, but I'll tell you
what he won.
Two days ago.
But I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, the Gary V. So I ordered a bunch of Gary V books. I was honestly gonna return them, because I didn't know. I went like super ham that day, maybe a little bit too ham. And I got a bunch of books, and I have them here in my house. So if someone really does, you know, want a book, it's about the 12 and a half. Let me pull one out. Man, it's 12 and a half. And it talks about gratitude, self-awareness, accountability, optimism, empathy, kindness, tenacity, curiosity, patience, conviction, humility, ambition, and then his so the book is called 12 and a half, and so his half is candor. So if anyone wants one, you know, I'm taking orders. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. I'm just kidding. Just send me your shipping address and we'll send them out to you. I have a few, so yeah, let me know. DM address, and I'll be sending them out probably Friday. I'll go ahead and do that. So yay. Other than that, I'm about to drink my coffee, guys.
Let's go. Got your coffee.
Hey, 30 minutes left, guys. 30 minutes left on the sale. No, 23.
I think like 100 were minted. 100 are already minted in the last 30 minutes of us being on the space. We got 20 minutes left. Everybody that's a Hero NFT holder will automatically be entered into the grand prize giveaway. The hint is you're going to get some villains and you're going to get some UST.
That's so say that one more time.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, say that one more time though.
Yeah, no. All Hero NFT holders will get a chance to be entered. So you'll be you already have a ticket into the grand prize giveaway where we'll be giving away villains, airdropping some villains and UST.
Nice. Got it. Hey. Come on. Is this like the hero team that keeps on giving or what's going on?
Yeah, we keep giving because people keep giving to us, man. Honestly, I was like this young broke kid not too long ago, and I never got to visit my home country of Vietnam. I came to America when I was 3 and I haven't gotten to go back. But my dad and mom, they've gone back a total of 3 times and 2 times. But my sister, get this, guys, I only have one sister. She got to go back to Vietnam 5 times since we were kids coming to America till now. But somehow my dad would go with her 2 times. My mom went with her 3 times, and they left me with the other parent every single time. So finally, when I had saved up just enough money, I'm like, bet, I'm gonna go to Vietnam. So I went to Vietnam and didn't have much money, but I have a lot of family over there, so they took care of me. But on my like 3rd to last day, I met this Indian dude from Toronto. His name was Leon, and we're just having a beer, and he's just chatting me up, and he's talking to me about tech. And this was in 2016. I didn't know what he was talking about. And he's just like, hey, man, as a gift, I'm gonna help you create a wallet. And I'm like, yeah, for sure, man. He's like, how much money do you have to your name? And I'm like, like $150, but I got like, you know, 3 more days here. And mind you, guys, I was so broke by the time I came back to America when I had my layover in South Korea for 14 hours. I could go on a hike. I couldn't even try Korean food. And that's horrible because, you know, I grew up watching Korean dramas because my older sister, like, you know, had me watching all this stuff. But I go there. I had Burger King in South Korea, you know. Of all the things I could have had, that's all I could afford. But I gave him my, you know, $100 and some change, and he put it into a token called XRP. At the time, XRP was fractions of a penny. And I invested in that. I came back to America, kind of forgot about it, told my friends of this person I met and him telling us about some, you know, blockchain technology. It's the fastest transactions in the world and banks are about to get on and stuff like that. And then after that, he sends me my wallet. He gives me private keys. He's like, hey, this is a blockchain wallet type thing. Just put these numbers, not these numbers, but these words in there. So I did. And that measly hundred some dollars became $15,000. And I spent it immediately on, you know, like this leadership program where I got to meet Motivating Gene, Profits, build and cultivate that relationship. But it was worth it because after that, the price of XRP started to diminish quite a bit. But it's just fun how the world constantly gives to us when we're just kind to people and they just plug you in. So continue to plug people in. You never know where they'll go. And when they go, they'll definitely take you with them. So don't do it for that reason, but do it because we get to encourage and bring out the best in others. This is what happens when we drink coffee and we don't eat food. We just have fun.
Hey, someone else, come on, bring another joke. Raise your hand. Give us a dad joke. Give us something.
we need. Please provide.
Yeah, raise your hand for a joke, guys. Come on, someone. I know someone's out there. Even if it's a dad joke. I'll tell you guys some jokes. Go ahead. Well, I don't got jokes. I got stories. But please, in the meantime, someone raise your hand out here. So I've been with my girl for a good time now. A few years. I don't know how to count now. But my girl, she's Mexican, right? And so she's like she's Latina. And if you guys don't know, I don't know. They're raised different, you know. And what I mean with raised different is that at a very young age, they're definitely more mature than kids than me, right? And so I'm 28 now, and I mean, I come home and my girl, is always tripping. Like, my girl's always tripping. It's like, she's like, I'm over here looking for love, and my girl over here is looking for something wrong with me. And, you know, and every single time I come in, she's like, hey, like, did you do this? Did you do that? And we'll take your shoes off. Like, dude, you gotta help me clean the house. And I'm like, baby girl, I'm like, chill out. Like, I just got here. You gotta give me some love. And she's like, no love. Come on, just get to work, dude. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, how does people, and don't get it wrong, you know, like, my girl, I can brag that my girl loves me, and she would be like, yeah, that's true, you know. But yeah, I don't know, that wasn't a joke. I'm just saying, like, they I got a short leash here at home, man. It's crazy. So that's why whenever I go out, guys, you guys see me have fun, because she's out here, so I gotta, like, take advantage of it, you know. But no, it's crazy. You're like dating into a spicy food, you know. So, hey, if you don't like spicy food, don't get into it, man. But if you do like spicy food, then you're gonna appreciate it. And it's all I'm saying is, they cut you slack. They cut you slack, you know. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a Latina chick. You know, anyone that loves you, it will be there for you. And it's there's this like verse in the Bible that says, iron sharpens iron as one sharpens another. And that's how I see it. They don't cut you slack for a reason. And if someone was to cut you a slack, then you become lazy, you know. Then the laziness shows up in your work area, it shows up in your home, it shows up, you know, everywhere. And the same thing with personalities. It's like, there's a certain you know, personality, or not personality, but certain standards, and not rules. I'm looking for, what's the actual word? In Spanish, I know it as dones, is a kind of like gifts, like, you know, what makes you who you are, but you respect them, you know, like family rules almost, and you follow them, you know. So yeah. Anyone got a joke, though? Norris might have a joke.
Norris had hella jokes in Miami. I'm pretty sure he has quite a few for us. Colin, what's up? Make us laugh.
All right. Hey, everybody. What's going on? All right.
What up, man?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? So fishticated.
Even the dog like that. Let's go.
Okay. Got one more for you guys. You guys want? Let's see. How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
Eclipse it. Naturally. Let's go. He gets a natural fade every couple months or what? Let's go.
All right. I got one more. Why don't eggs tell jokes? They'd crack each other up.
They crack each other up. Let's go. That's good. Oh, speaking of eggs, we had our boy. He's a Michelin chef out in Vegas, but he's out here working with Motivating Gene. They have like this awesome kitchen and everything like that. But you guys know those rolls in a chef hat? There's actually 100 there, and there's 100 because it represents the amount of ways that an egg can be prepared. An egg can be prepared 100 different ways. It can be, you know, used in so many fun ways. But the day that we were there, we didn't have much time to eat, and he prepared with no seasoning, but just eggs, like 5 different ways for us to eat the eggs. And it was delicious and different every single time. The more you whisk it, the more oxygen you have, just a bunch of things. He taught us so much, but just one egg could harness and do that. So thank you for sharing those jokes, man. So fish wearing a bow tie is sophisticated, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, sophisticated. Okay, that's forever embedded in my mind. Anyone asks for a joke, I'm ready. I'm prepared. Thank you. I couldn't pay for that, you know? The delivery, everything was perfect. So thank you for dropping in, laying some laughter into our lives, and allowing us to, for other people to now think that I'm funny. Like, that's money. That's cash.
Cool, man. No worries.
Yeah, I saw a meme yesterday. No, it actually wasn't a meme. It was a Twitter post, and this girl said, "Honestly, guys, as long as you make her laugh, trust me, you have a huge chance." That's what it said, you know. I'm not single anymore. I made my girl laugh a long time ago. But yeah, laughter, comedy, you know, gets you a long ways. So, yay, guys. Crypto PB says that he's a meme maker. So, come on, you gotta have some funny ones. Hey, talk about some crypto comedy though, man. Like, sheesh. Like, I have a brother of mine, Kevin Sone. So he is TikTok famous. He makes some jokes, and he's such a good, you know, jokester. Like, he hits you right at the very end of the jokes. And I always tell him, I'm like, man, you got to make some crypto jokes. Maybe I can bring him out here. Here, actually, keep the ball rolling. I'm going to see if I can bring him out here. One second.
Yeah, homie is genuinely funny. Like, yeah, I love laughing, but, I don't get the opportunities to laugh all the time. So if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to drop it in Discord of, like, the funniest movie that you've ever seen that, you know, to this day can still invoke, like, laughter. Because, yeah, once you start laughing, like, the day is super fun, super good. Requests. We have Co. Hop on in, good sir. How are you? Go make me buy a third hero. It's so hard to multitask, guys, like, and gals. I've been told that humans were not actually capable of multitasking. It's just task switching. So the moment you're done with something, you go to another. You're not actually doing both at once. But either way, I'm horrible at it. I like focusing.
Hey, you guys on want a couple thing, jokes?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys know what's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I have no idea, but the flag is a big plus.
Holy shit. Okay.
Wait. What do you call a fake noodle?
Oh, I heard this one. I've heard this one. What do you call a fake noodle? What?
An impasta.
Impasta. Oh! Holy shit.
I heard this last week, bro. Come on.
Wait. Last one. What type of a bee can't make up their mind?
What type?
A maybe.
Okay. What?
Right, what good. Kind of
bee? It reminded me of Mata Baby. The Mata Baby?
What's the matter, baby?
What's the matter, baby? Yeah, sheesh. You were supposed to say what, baby, bro?
All right.
Why do birds fly south?
Because they down.
Nah, because it's too far to walk.
Chicken crossing the street. That's good. That's cool. The impasta one is clutch. That's forever in my repertoire too. A fake noodle impasta. Like, what's good? That's a great one.
Nice. I'm glad you liked it.
Impasta. What's Bruce Lee's favorite drink? What's his favorite beverage?
It's got to be water.
Water.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad you guys, this isn't a video, because if you guys see my like facial expression as I say it and then waiting for a response, I look like a fool. I straight up look like a fool. Oh, I'm done. I think
we're in the comedy business now. We're not in crypto anymore.
Bro, we've become singers. We've become comedians. Like, let's go, bro. We're starting our own production company. Like, we're gonna we're gonna be a launch pad just for all the entertainment in the world, and they're gonna call us heroes, and it's just gonna be fantastic. And we, every day we just wake up, we dance, we laugh, we sing, and we do giveaways, and we just hang out with the community.
Wait, what do you call a really big ant?
Ant-Man? I don't know.
A giant.
Giant? Ah! Yeah, all the wordplay ones are fun. Those are good. Giant, impasta, birds fly south because it's too far to walk.
Wait. Okay. I don't know if this one's really old one. Maybe you know it though. How do you get an elephant out of a subway?
Out of a subway? I'm clueless.
You take the S out of sub and the F out of way.
Oh my goodness gracious. Gosh, I got to think about these ones.
Hey, you just take the S out of sub and the F out of way.
That's it. You take the whole word away. Is that what it is?
No. So to get the elephant out of the subway, you take the S out of sub and the F out of way.
So UBAY. Bro, I'm totally lost. I'm just not processing it because my mind is
He got anger issues, guys. Take it easy. God is good. Take a breather. Just kidding.
Elephant out of subway.
No, you have to like play along, otherwise it just doesn't work.
I ruined a great joke.
No, it's fine. You just take the S out of sub and the F out of way.
And what's remaining?
I don't want to spoil it.
All right. So type it in. So it's subway, and I take the S away. And then the way is way. Oh, Uber.
The F out of way.
But there's no F in the way.
Yeah, dude, that's a joke. There's no F in way.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
We're so logical, man. Hey, this is why we need to laugh, though. Trust me. Like, sometimes in this world, we're very logical. That jokes take a while to, you know, to click in, guys. So sorry, we're getting old here, and we're barely like about to be in our 30s. We're not even 30 yet, and we're feeling old. Yeah, hey, you know what's so funny back though? A bit. No, I was gonna say, you know what's so funny when you log into your Calendly, to your company's Calendly, to see all the meetings that you have, and you missed a couple of them because you're out here on Twitter Spaces cracking jokes, bro. Just kidding. I didn't miss no calls. But all right, guys, I'm about to have my coffee. What was I gonna say? Yeah, we're talking to the people at Passage, guys. If you guys know who Passage is, so they pretty much have the technology to, it's like FaceTime, but they're able to bring it within a game. And we reached out to them, and they pretty much said, "Yo, we can definitely build the maps for you guys. We can integrate Passage to your game." And so now we're asking, you know, for some quotes and all of that. So yeah, we're making it happen, guys. After this mint is going to be, you know, back to work, back to getting those, you know, those people that the team together, as far as the gaming development goes. And yeah, and we want to make that happen for you guys. There is the comics that is, you know, just pure collection. Imagine, I don't know. I imagine Heroes just continues to bring a bunch of like cool, you know, activities, marketing, and value to, you know, to the community. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing so. There is, you know, there's going to be like company trips, just like we saw each other in Miami. Next time we'll be picking, you know, someone from, in this case, from the audience that can come with us. So you guys can experience what that is like. Shout out to Chino Man 10. oh my goodness, if someone needs a Discord expert, Chinoman 10 is who you want to have on your corner. If you guys, yeah, you guys know who he is, like, he is a killer. Yeah, he's a killer beast. So you want him in your corner. Shout out to him. And again, this whole team, you know, like, Formidable creating the contracts, Andrew helping out, the devs, you know, Narizi, they're, you know, leading and helping out. So many people that if you take one of them out, the whole vision kind of like disrupts, you know, it wouldn't be the same. And definitely in some areas, it wouldn't even be possible. So, yeah, definitely teamwork makes the dream work. And there is no I in team. It's just, I don't know, that joke doesn't go.
Kobe said there's me, you know, I mean, just kidding, Magic Eden.
And me.
Yeah, we are coming down to the last 2 minutes, guys, and Mint's going to be closed, and we're gonna take these heroes, and we're going to make some really fun, cool combinations, and we're going to get it back out to our people. You guys are an amazing community, and what started out, like I said, small idea has now come full circle, and it's creating the dreams that, you know, a lot of us have had, like creating comics, being able to tell a story, share experiences, invoke things in people's hearts. But, you know, at the end of the day, we did create a piece of technology, Formidable. I mean, Jordan had the idea after going through both hackathons to then merge these two communities that were so awesome and so helpful. And to be able to pull off a dual mint, which it is flawless. I will say that the minting process itself on both sides, and now we're going to get to building that bridge and to be able to move your heroes back and forth between two networks is going to be a really cool thing. So the moment that this mint is done, that's already what's being worked on next. So we're not stopping, but thank you for being a part of this journey. Thank you for all the people that have been alongside us from the get-go. One more shout out to Angel Protocol, Chauncey, the whole team over there. Trevor, you guys have been just so amazing, so phenomenal. I don't know if you guys know this. We've talked about it on a couple AMAs, but myself and Motivating Gene, we got to go down to Guatemala and serve at an orphanage. And this orphanage really shifted his life so much that he told me I had to go there and, you know, serve with him 2 years later. So I did. And that was one of the orphanages that we told Angel Protocol about, and immediately within, I believe, a week it was, they hopped on and they got to speak with the board there, and they put something together, and now they are receiving the money that directly come from us. But now they're going to be given it for life, you know, because Anchor Protocol, with the whole 20%, this endowment continues to give forever and ever. Gene also connected them with Dreamer, which, you know, they're going around with Charlie Rocket. This guy's just driving around in an RV across the world, and he's giving away money and just making dreams come true. He helped our boy Matthew out in LA, who, you know, not able to, you know, live a normal life, and provided him and helped him to become, you know, a designer. That was always his dream. That was always his goal. And he created an amazing business in such a short amount of time. I think they sold out of like $400,000 in the first like couple hours. He met a girl, Lila. She had this rare, condition with her body, and they were able to sell her cookies, and she was able to help a bunch of kids. But the onboarding process for that was stupid simple. They hopped on a quick Zoom call with everyone there, and then just asked them some basic questions and immediately onboarded them, and they were able to facilitate and help all of those families like immediately. You know, like, I've tried to be a part of like charities and organizations many, many times, and it was so difficult. There was like not really that much transparency, but with Angel, with everything they're doing at Terra, so amazing, so phenomenal. So that's it on my behalf. The mint has actually concluded.
Yes, so concluded. Did you see the number, bro, on what it stopped?
Bro, out? the number.
I can't see it.
It's 1,001. That's crazy.
Yeah. 1,001.
Oh, that's wow. Crazy. That's crazy. 10101 was the amount. And
yo, that is sick, dude. That is crazy.
And I do want to add that, I mean, the first, this is like, it's a roller coaster, right? And it's all about timing and stuff. But at first, it was a sold out event, you know. The second time around, there was so many Solana people hopping on, and you know, and it would have been a sold out event too. But look, we're so happy, guys. Thank you for being, you know, part of this. You know, 90, so it's 90% sold out. 1,001 hero left. 1,001. My mom was like texting me like right now. She's like, "Hey, how do I add more money to this wallet?" You know, she's like, she wanted to buy another one. Like, heavy supporter over there. And shout out to everyone, man. This is insane. You know, we get to work, and we promise, you know, that anything we do comes from the heart. You know, comes from above, and we're really grateful, really happy, and excited to have you guys here. So yeah, I'm in tears. I'm in tears, guys. Thank you so much. I can't believe it.
It's crazy because even motivating June's mom, she don't get nothing for free. Let's go. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, she's so cute, bro. She's like, "Hey, I cash up you $200, you know." I'm like, "Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to send those back already." But yeah, so cute.
So my mom, she is actually 67 years old. And when I was in high school, she had breast cancer. She had to, like, you know, do the whole operation. She lost her hair, just a bunch of things. So she never got to go back to work, a regular full-time job. And she makes these really good muffins, you know. And one day, Gene has one of these muffins, and he's like, "Bro, these muffins are really good." I'm like, "Yeah, she makes it all organic just because, you know, for her health. My dad loves coffee and everything like that, hence me loving coffee." But so he's just like, "Yo, like, let me take these. Let me package it. Let me put some stickers on it. Let me put it through our company." And I'm like, "Oh, for sure." So now she's able to make, you know, a bunch of packs of these muffins, and she just does it casually when they need it. And it's just like, it's fun to, you know, me becoming friends with this guy, you know, 8-9 years ago has led to my mom having a little hobby where she's actually paid for her time in. So it's just cool, man, how everything like full circles, and we're able to provide for one another. Like, we're able to light lights without, you know, having ours dim away. So coffee, since we're on that topic, God is good. If you guys just click there, the first 10 people who message me, I got you guys' coffee for the next 3 days. I'll send it in UST. That's just from us to you for staying up with us. Here's some caffeine because we're getting caffeinated. So that's my last final giveaway on my behalf. You know, these guys can do whatever they want, but 10 people, I just want to get you guys a bunch of coffee for the next couple days so you guys can go after whatever you want, fully caffeinated.
God is good here, giving everybody some.
Let's go.
Crackling. Awesome, guys.
Can I also say how amazing our community is real quick? Gene, sorry to cut you off. So we sent extra money to somebody by accident, and that was definitely my fault. And I instantly responded to them. I said, "Hey, we sent 277 extra by accident. Can you please send it back?" And they're more than willing to send it back. That's the kind of people that are in our community, man. I love our community so much. So honest, so helpful, so willing. You guys are the best. I just wanted to say that. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to the ones that defended us too out here on Discord. You know, like, it is what it is. You know, there is all sorts of vibes in Discord, and I guess we're kind of grown ups, right? And I say kind of because, like, kind of grown ups, but I don't know, man. We don't take things personal. You know, we do at certain points because it's just like, oh, it gets to a point where it's like it's too much, but every single one out there defending us, you know, they're on Discord. I saw you guys. I saw every single person that was like, "No, the team is, you know, legit, like this and that." And, you know, here comes like the FUDders that they don't even have like a day in Discord, but, you know, they like to FUD. And on top of that, it's like our challenge and the challenge as a team has always been that even when someone comes at us like sideways, to still love that person, you know, because it's that person that whose heart changes the most. And just to give you guys an example, I won't say any names, but we had a guy who FUDding all over Twitter, like super, super hard, calling us like, you know, names, this and that. And I just went on his, he came to my DMs just because I was replying, you know, to him and kind of going in that little loophole. I'm not sure how healthy that is, but I was just loving on him, and I didn't take anything personal. I just told him, I said, bro, I'm going to love you like I love, like Naruto loves Sasuke. And so that's your problem. So take it or leave it. I'm still going to like flex on you. So, you know, kind of. And so the guy ended up coming to the DMs, and he's like, yo, and this is on my personal. He said, honestly, he's like, my bad. Look, I was just pissed off. And I actually didn't mean these things and blah, blah. But what happened is, you know, here's my issue. And I'm just wondering how you guys can like make it better. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, awesome. And then he goes into saying, you know, like, just really, really nice things. And I'm like, wow, man, here, this is the what we're after, you know. And maybe we can't do that with every single person, but at least we did it with, you know, with somebody, with one person. And that's exactly what we're about, guys. So y'all are a community. We love y'all. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you all. So, man, sending mad, like, good vibes to everyone, hugs to everyone. Seriously, this is amazing for us, and we continue to have fun, guys. Okay, we continue to have fun. There's definitely lots in store. So yeah, this is the first step, but it's the most important and most amazing step. So yay, thank you, guys.
And whoever we sent that extra 277 to, on our behalf here at Hero, you can keep that for y'all. Honestly, you guys know those YouTube videos or whatever where like they just drop 100, and if they return it, they get to keep it. This is one of those situations. Bless you, man, or madame, whoever it might be. Thank you for your honesty. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of the community. And Jaja, prophets of you have any words for our wonderful people for spending the last, I don't even know how long we've been on here, but it feels like a couple minutes. Yeah, I think I felt every single emotion while being on this call. So fantastical. Didn't expect it. It was for free. Let's get it.
For sure. Thank you guys for sure for coming in. Real quick, we have Moon Roving BTC. What is going on? Let's hear what you have to say before we finish this out.
What's up? You're on my show this morning. I think I pulled you up, although I think you were pretty quiet. But anyway, I didn't realize y'all were minting today. So I had that morning mint show on this morning.
Yeah, I was here trying to get into any spaces, trying to get some excitement, but then I realized you're hosting someone, and I was like, let me not take over the stage because I'm really good at that.
You should have jumped in because I literally just came into this space like 6 minutes ago during my lunch. And I'm like, oh, they're minting. So I went in there, it was like 12:01. I'm like, oh, it's closed. So I just missed it. But I wish you guys the best of luck, and maybe we can catch up offline and maybe hit you on the show, talk about what you guys are building. Love to learn more. I know nothing about you guys. I just saw the name. I saw you this morning. I'm like, oh, let me see what's going on here. So maybe you and I can sync up and have you guys on the morning mint at some point in time. But looks like you all sold out. So congratulations and good luck to you guys.
I appreciate that. Definitely. I'll definitely hit you in the DMs here. Thank you for that. And I appreciate you coming in the space. Thank you.
Next time, give me a shout so I know what the hell's going on today. Jeez.
Yeah.
Missed it. You say
yeah, I didn't want to be overbearing. That was it.
No, I know. Some guys get in there and they're like, hey, can I say something? They spend like 5 minutes talking about their project. I'm like, come on, man.
Right, exactly. So I was trying to do that.
Secondary sales will be here soon. No, God is good.
Where are you posting up at?
We'll be filling out the hashes and then sending it over, and it will be live. You guys can trade on Random Earth on the Terra side and then Magic Eden on the Solana side.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that so much.
What project are you wrapping over there, Moon?
What's that?
What project are you working on, or what is it that
you're
about?
I don't have a project. So I've been in crypto 6-7 years. You know, I've just created a show the past 2 months. It's called The Morning Mint Show. Couple times a week, we'll host it at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Central, and just bring different projects in. Like this morning, we had Panzer Dogs, we had the photo guys and the sweets on there, and you know, like tomorrow we've got who do we have tomorrow? Portals, the Lotus guys as well. So you know, I just kind of bring guys in that got something cool going on, talk about the project. Some of it's gaming, some of it's art, some of it's just PFP. And just open up a conversation just to kind of cross-pollinate communities, but also kind of hear from the heart from the guys and gals that build these things. Because you can read about projects pretty easily, right, on Twitter or in Discord or on the website. But I love kind of just having a conversation and digging a little bit deeper into what they're building and just listening, you know, to the tone and the content can give you a little more insight as to what's happening with that project. So that's kind of the goal of the show. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Definitely cool to give a space for people and be able to highlight people. There's so many people out there with so much creation and so much everything, but they don't have a platform in which their voices can be heard. So it's dope that you are allowing people to, you know, highlight themselves and the projects that they're working on.
I think that's key, right? And the other piece to it is the whole rug situation. Rugs are still out there, although, you know, I think we're a little bit smarter now as a community as to what we're willing to go after and support versus not, you know, versus 3 or 4 months ago, the crap that we were buying and getting rugged on. But I think when you have spaces and you have a conversation, you set time over DM to join a call or join a spaces, that person's probably a lot less likely to be a rug type person than others that would never spend time to come in and have a conversation and go deep, right? So if they're willing to sit down and meet, then they're probably legit. You know, now whether they succeed or not as a project's a different story, but you at least kind of can get a good grasp of if their heart's in the right space, right place, right? So there you go.
100%. I got rugged. I haven't bought many NFTs until like maybe like 2 months ago, but I finally buy one, and yeah, the project turned out to not be awesome, and they pulled there, and it was an experience for me, but it's cool that you're able to do the due diligence, and you're able to, you know, help vet that process, because like it was a sad moment. I'm like, oh dang, at least I still got this little PFP.
You feel like an idiot, right? Like I look back at some of the projects I bought, I'm like, how did I even like buy into that? What the hell? It was more of just a gamble, I think, looking back, you know, on some of these things.
Yeah, no. So it's cool because there's a lot of like first time buyers out there, you know, and that's their first experience of getting something. And then you're just like, yeah, no, that didn't work out. And it's like, dang. So to be able to provide like a safe environment for people to, you know, have a good experience is super important.
Oh, I'll give the mic back here, guys, but good luck on the project. Hero, let's talk about getting you on the show. I'd love to learn more about the game and what you guys are building. And didn't mean to take over here, but keep doing what you're doing. Since, you know, the 10 minutes I was on, seemed like y'all have a pretty good culture and a pretty friendly group. So I'll join the Discord and look forward to kind of learning more. So cheers to you guys.
Awesome. Peace and love, man. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you, brother.
Keep crushing it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for hopping in. A lot of energy and excitement is currently going down in the Discord right now. General is on fire. God is good. If you can just quickly relay about how long until secondaries will be opened. That is the number one question at the moment. And yeah, after that, we'll wrap it up. God is good. We'll leave us with a little poetic speech and we'll go from there.
Poetic speech. No, it's pretty simple. You guys are amazing. Keep doing amazing things because when you're in a good mood, everything that, you know, comes from you is good. You know, if you're in a bad mood, then chances are someone's going to get some odd energies from you. So smile, dance, sing, do those three things in the morning and you're Gucci. But as far as secondaries go, like I said, right now, we are now collecting all the hashes so we can send that over to Magic Eden. Random Earth should be up pretty much momentarily. They have everything that they need from us. So happy listing, happy trading. You guys are all heroes. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us. And that's it on my behalf. You're going to hear from us a lot. In about 1 week and a half, the comics are going to release to our holders. You guys are going to be able to claim the edition, the first chapter. And that's not something that's going to be sold anywhere. That's something that only you guys have access to for that time before we go public. So the comics are amazing. They're gonna, yeah, it's just gonna move your guys' heart in such an awesome, cool, fun way. But really excited for it. We're gonna continue to build the technology and allow for, you know, an environment for everyone to thrive and succeed in. So, yeah, I just regurgitate a lot of the same stuff, but we're just gonna try to keep doing those core things as best as we can to thrive in the financial sector, the physical sector, the social sector, and the mental sector. If we can do all four of those things really, really well, our life is a well-balanced. We can, you know, facilitate so many awesome things and carry the things from our heart back into the world. So keep hacking at it. We're all doing this together. So much love to each and every one of you guys. That's it for me.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you all soon. Time to get the roadmap rolled out. See you guys in the server. Peace.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a Twitter space hosted by the Hero NFT team, recorded on December 7th, 2021. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best smiles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving them up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Uplift the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash a brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.